Well, it is now time for the radio obituaries, those who have passed in the past days or weeks that we like to recognize here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I am going to start with Willie McCovey. So I am not a huge sports fan. However, I grew up in California, and Willie McCovey was one of the Giants who I knew about and I followed. And there were just a few of them that I knew about: Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, and Ken Henderson. Ken Henderson, you ask? Well, when I was 8 years old, my friend's father took my friend and I, and it was bat day, and Ken Henderson signed my bat, so I thought that was pretty special. And he did help the Giants to win the National League Western Division in 1971, but this is not about Ken Henderson. This is about Willie McCovey. Willie McCovey, also known as Mac, Big Mac, Stretch, he was considered one of the most intimidating power hitters of his era. McCovey was called the scariest hitter in baseball. He was born in Mobile, Alabama in 1938, and he played for the San Francisco Giants between 1959 and 1973. In the early years of Candlestick Park, the Giants' home stadium, the area right behind the right field was open except for three small bleacher sections. When McCovey came to bat, typically those bleachers would empty as the fans positioned themselves on the flat ground, hoping to catch a McCovey home run ball. Well, as it happens in baseball, he was traded, and after 2 years with the Padres and 11 games with the Oakland A's, he returned to the Giants. On June 30th, 1978, at Atlanta's Fulton County Stadium, McCovey hit his 500th home run, and 2 years later, on May 3rd, 1980, at Montreal's Olympic Stadium, he hit his 521st and last home run. This home run gave McCovey the distinction, along with Ted Williams, of homering in four different decades. Well, as I said, I'm not really a sports fan. I know you can't tell from that, but I don't really know what homering is. So if anybody on the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook fan page wants to let me know, that would be great. But in the meantime, let's honor Willie McCovey here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. to thank Ryan Doyen for helping me put that radio obituary together. I actually realized that I don't really know John Fogerty. I know his name. I don't know anything about his music. I didn't even know that that was his song. And then the Baseball Project was after that. They are the Oakland A's. And yes, Willie McCovey did play with the Oakland A's for, 11 games. But he was really San Francisco Giants. So we loved Willie McCovey. Next is Donna Axum. She died on November 4th. She was an American beauty pageant winner, author, television executive producer, philanthropist, and model. She was crowned Miss America in 1964, and a month before, she had been crowned Miss Arkansas.
The cabin I was born in, and the briar reclaimed the fields I used to plow. There's a yearning in my heart to be going to that 40-acre patch God sowed in Sprouts. Arkansas, are your rivers still flowing? Is your cotton growing white as snow? Up on old Crowley's Ridge, has the girl I've been sparking gone and burn another bridge, Arkansas? I have known the troubles I was born. No, I have wanted things a poor man's born to want, and in all my dreams and memories I go running through the fields of Arkansas from which I sprung. Arkansas, are your rivers still flowing? Is your cotton growing white as snow?
So that means that our next radio obituary goes to Glenn Schwartz. Glenn Schwartz was an American guitarist who first came to the attention of rock music audiences as the original guitar player of the James Gang, based in Cleveland, Ohio. However, in 1967, he moved to California and joined Pacific Gas and Electric. That's not the PG&E who does your power and water. No, it's a band. So he joined Pacific Gas and Electric in 1970, and he scored a national top 20 hit with the song, Are You Ready? Well, as it happens, tired of the rock and roll lifestyle, he left PG&E to join a pioneering gospel rock group, All Saved Freak Band, which was the musical evangelistic arm of an Ohio religious group turned cult, the Church of the Risen Christ, headed by Larry Hill. Schwartz's life in this cult with Reverend Larry Hill is explored in the book Fortney Road, Life, Death, and Deception in a Christian Cult. So with that, let's go with some PG&E.
Perhaps you wonder the reason why. But wait, don't you worry. A new day is dawning. We'll catch the sun and away we'll fly.
Who do I have next but Maria Guinot? And she is a Portuguese singer, best known for her participation in the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest. She was born in Portugal, and she released two EPs, La Mer Sans Enfant and Balada de Negroso. In the late 1960s, that's when she released those two. However, she then took a long break from the music industry and returned in 1981, performing a song, Adeus, Recomeço, in the Portuguese Eurovision Selection Festival de Cancao, where she finished third. However, her second attempt in this festival came in 1984, when her song, Silencio e Tanta Gente, Silence and So Many People, emerged the winner. Guinot went on board as a Portuguese representative of the 29th Eurovision Song Contest held in Luxembourg City on May 5th with her song Silencio a Tanta Gente, a reflective ballad with Guinot accompanying herself on a piano. She died on November 3rd. And this is her version of Amadeus Recomeço.
Fizeste crescer no meu corpo um poema, fizeste nascer um tempo diferente. Libertos de mágoas, partimos mãos dadas em busca de um sonho, e as mãos enlaçadas calaram o riso de toda esta gente. Fizeste da vida um tempo de esperança, tão cheio de sol em dias felizes. Nas mãos que nos demos havia promessas, o tempo passou. Que palavras são essas em silêncio guardadas que já não me diz? É tempo de te arrancar de mim, é tempo de escrever outro poema. Não pensar que tudo tem um fim, só fica a solidão, só fica a pena. Há horas, há muitas horas por viver. Sabias que eu iria partir pela estrada difícil de ser mais mulher. E o meu corpo foi chão que tu pisaste, foi ternura que a pouco e pouco renegaste. Foi um dizer não àquilo que se quer. Não mais sentirei o calor dos teus braços, não mais ouvirei, meu amor, a tua voz. Não mais trocaremos os nossos olhares, não mais essa esperança de um dia voltares. Tu e eu somos dois, ficaremos mais sós. É tempo de te arrancar de mim, é tempo de escrever outro poema. Não pensar que tudo tem fim, só fica a solidão, só fica a pena. Há horas, há muitas horas por viver, há dias de outros dias de nascer.
well, I have to say that is one aspect of the Radio Obituaries that is really pretty cool, is I really did not know anything about Maria Gueno, and I feel like that's such a beautiful and joyful song that I really enjoyed listening to her music and picking out which one I wanted to play for all of you. So I hope you enjoyed that song as much as I did. The next radio obituary is Tama Renata. The information provided, thank you so much, was an article, and there was a statement that goes, New Zealand has lost a musical genius with the death of Tama Renata. That's the opinion of John Alife, who helps manage legendary Kiwi reggae band Herbs, which is the beloved, musician was part of for more than two decades. Renata is famous as the man responsible for one of the most iconic pieces of Kiwi music. He composed the searing, chilling electric guitar theme for Once We Were Warriors. Let's see who we have left, who we have next, actually. And I am remiss as I realized that I did not use the right nomenclature for my radio obituary list. I'm not quite sure how I missed out, missed, messed up on that. I'm going to blame it on my little flu bug that I'm getting over. So I am not sure if I'm at my what the order is. So my apologies, but I will continue because I'm determined to make sure that Belinda never has to go through the backlog that she went through the past few weeks. So I'm just going to keep powering through and apologize once again for not using the right nomenclature. Joshua Donald Fauvert was an American musician. He served as a longtime bassist for the Atlanta, Georgia band Deer Hunter. He was also a member of Atlanta DIY bands Electra Sleep, International, and SIDS. He also had his own solo project called Diet Coke. On November 2nd, he died unexpectedly at the age of 39. So too young, and let's play some Deer Hunter. I think I'll do this.
Thank you.
So I believe that this may be my ultimate obituary. Tom Diaz. The world is a beautiful place, and I am no longer afraid to die. Sometimes shortened to, the world is a beautiful place. The world is, or just TWIABP. It's an American indie rock band formed in Connecticut in 2009. They released their debut full-length album, Whenever, If Ever, in 2013. To generally positive reviews. It's kind of a funny way of putting it. Generally positive reviews, but we'll take it. Then it was followed by Harmless, and then Always Foreign in 2017. Founding member Tom Diaz died unexpectedly on November 1st at the age of 32. So you see what I have lined up here. Haircuts for everybody.
These are real things. it's hard to feel you.
And then there is you.
You are the one I don't wanna leave. It's all kinds of magic, it's hard to believe.
California, California, you're such a wonder that I think I'll stay. Big time rollers, part time models, so much to plunder that I think I'll sleep instead. I don't know this. See you. Back east with Rhoda, California, please. There's a moment I've been saving, a kind of crucifix around this munchkin land. Up north breathing, little bit you drooling, that's entertainment zone. Hey, come on, ginger slam. I don't know this.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time he'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. At last, not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loves me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I love. long to be. A winner, so nobody loved me. Lady peaceful, lady happy, that's what I long to be.
Okay, well, to be honest, I just had, forget what that's called when you have like this flight of ideas, because I went from the world is a beautiful place and I'm no longer afraid to die to the world, to Kacey Musgrave singing Oh What a World, which happens to be a Rufus Wainwright song. So of course I had to play Rufus Wainwright, who, by the way, rumor has it he's going to be singing opera. But he did, of course, did his Liza Minnelli act, so I felt like it was only fair to let Liza Minnelli have her say in the set as well. So thank you again for allowing me to host this lovely show. We've had a lot of fun tonight. I hope that you've enjoyed the silliness, and it's time to settle down a little bit. We've talked about wardrobe and clothing, so maybe now is the time to put something cuddly on. I'm going to let Julie Andrews talk a little bit, sing a little bit about how to deal with the winter. And then after Julie Andrews, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs that will help put everybody to sleep. Because if there's one thing I believe in, is it's a good night's sleep, which when you're listening to a show that goes until 1 o'clock in the morning, it maybe isn't always conducive to sleep, but it's so fun to have everybody out there and posting and making song suggestions. It really keeps the show going. So we'll listen to a little Julie Andrews and then go on to my favorite lullaby for all of the listeners out there who stayed with me through these 2 hours and really made this so much fun.
A doll in town, I think I'll take me to Paris.
The missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
And there you have it. I will say good night and leave you all with a lullaby to help send you off to sleep. This is Kirsten. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank, 91.5 WMFO.